today, this morning's practice is really kind of it for the week. You know, they had two practices on Monday and two yesterday. And so by the end of yesterday, they needed to have pretty much everything in place, have the game plan in place, know the plays. And so they've had to work hard in those four practices, you know, plus they haven't been in pads for several months. And so there's the conditioning factor and everything else. But yeah, the kids have really took to it well.
And tonight you have a strength and conditioning competition.
Yeah, the skills challenge is this afternoon, and that's a great midweek activity because everybody's a little bit sore. You know, they haven't necessarily been, you know, running and conditioning, but it's hard. It's hard to practice twice a day, and so the skills challenge is nice where they can kick back and relax a little bit, have a little friendly competition.
Yeah, and there is that competition too, because I was talking to some of the players last night and asked them specifically, oh yeah, we're in touch with each other and we like to kind of banter a little bit about, hey, I beat you in this, and yeah, okay, you got me in that, but I'm going to get you in this. But these are players now, these are the best of the seniors of high school football all around the UP, and they get a chance to actually play together on the same team.
They do, and that's the fun part. Like you said, they contact each other, you know, throughout the year and have those competitions, and with the social media and whatnot, they can, you know, have more contact than, you know, we used to have in games like that. But yeah, now they're on the same team, and so now they're really becoming close friends, and there is that East-West rivalry, you know, no matter where those lines are drawn. So the skills challenge kind of proves that, and there's always a little pride in the coaching staff, you know, to say, hey, we had more skills challenge winners this year than the other team did, and so that's fun.
Yeah, and the game is Saturday at the Dome, and kickoff is for 3
p.m.
Yeah, so you need to come out to the Dome and watch the game, because you're going to see the best of the best of UP senior football players this year, and some of the best coaches.
They really are. The coaching staffs every year, you know, and we talk about this, that every year there's going to be a new group of players, and they'll be excited, and parents will be excited about it, but it's really the coaches that make this game go, because, you know, take Jeff Olson, for example. This is his third time coaching, and so we need guys to take turns. We need them to take their you know, at-bat at the plate, so to speak, and come here for this, and they don't get paid for it. They take the whole week off, and a lot of these guys do stuff in the summer, you know, other things, and so they really make this go, and it's a great group of coaches, and you know, from all around the UP, it's a great mix.
Yeah, you've got Redingers from the Western, and also on the West team.
Yeah,
that's a great name in football.
It really, it is. You know, they were looking through the programs yesterday, and you know, a guy like Jeff Olson, obviously, who's been, you know, extremely successful, you know, looks at that, and somebody was kidding him about how many wins he's got, you know, which is pretty impressive. And he's like, geez, Joe Redinger's got like almost three times as many wins, you know, 200 and something, you know, 270 or however many that is, which is just phenomenal.
Todd Goldbeck joins me in the studio this morning. Todd Goldbeck is the owner-operator of XL Fitness from Wisconsin, also the organizer of the UP Football All-Star Game. And Todd, we were talking a little earlier about the players and the coaches, but the game itself, talk a little bit about the game itself and what kind of extravaganza that game really is.
Well, it is about the game, and during the week we do a lot of stuff, but it's about the game and getting fans there to watch these kids. And that's the cool part about, I think, this All-Star Game compared to, you know, the downstate game and any other state all-star game is this will be the last time that the vast majority of these kids play football, you know, in high school. And so this is it. So we try to make a big deal out of it as we can, and, you know, get them the fancy jerseys with their names and all that they can keep. And yeah, it's about the game. It'll be doors open at 2:00, and they do, you know, go through the whole pregame, you know, rituals and whatnot. We do the, you know, the captains and the coin toss and you know, all that fancy deal. And then we play the football game, and hopefully, you know, we'll get a few thousand people there at the Dome.
It's going to be also probably a straightforward kind of football game. There's going to be some running straight ahead, some passing straight ahead. But, you know, we both know these coaches, and they all always have some stuff up their sleeve.
They do. They do. Yesterday, it's funny to hear when they're going to start approaching me about questions about rules in the game. So there's...
Can we do this?
There's specific rules that they have to follow on defense, and there's only so many formations on offense that they can use. You know, I spell those out, you know, so that we don't get any, you know, crazy trickery and things like that. But within those bounds, they can do what they want to. And so, yeah, yesterday afternoon, actually, both coaches, you know, approached me and just like, well, what do you think about this? So they're already starting to think of ways that they can, you know, throw a little wrinkle in here and there, which is fun to see.
Sure, sure. Like I say, with these two coaches, both veteran coaches, both very successful winning coaches, and they know football.
They do. They do. And it seems like so far, you know, without giving anything away, it's, you know, you know the coaches. And so, you know how they're going to be. It's going to be pretty straightforward. I think they know the strengths of their players. They figured it out, and they're going to use them as such.
Banquet is on Friday night at NMU.
Yep, banquet's Friday night. It's social starts at 6 o'clock. It's at the University Center, and we're happy to, you know, Jeff's got a lot of duties this week, Jeff Olson, but he will be the banquet speaker this year, and it's pretty exciting. You know, that's a opportunity that doesn't come along, you know, very often, and you know, he's had both the highs of the highs and the lows of the low this whole year, and so I don't think we could lose that opportunity, you know, to have him, you know, give his message and, you know, talk about his state championship and the loss of his son, and I think it'll be very motivating for a lot of people.
And then the game on Saturday. So you want to put it on your calendar, come to the banquet on Friday night, and come to the game on Saturday at the Dome.
Absolutely.